We take this time in our service to focus our thoughts on partaking of the Lord's Supper, the body that was hung upon the cross and the blood that was shed for us. You know, and it's hard for me to ignore the day that it is today. It is Mother's Day, so it is a great day that we honor the mothers out there. So I say Happy Mother's Day to all that are watching or all that are here. And, you know, it got me thinking a little bit about, you know, what I was going to talk about today. And actually, Jennifer kind of gave me this idea as well, so she'll get credit for this also. But just thinking about, you know, mothers just in general, the unconditional love that mothers have for their children and for their family. You know, they want to see their children grow and to learn and to succeed in all the things they're going to be doing. You know, you work and you live to be able to teach your children, maybe to learn from the mistakes that maybe you made, but to be able to grow and to learn and to have a good and successful life. And whenever your children hurt, you know, you hurt. And I think mothers even more so, you know, especially, you know, if their children are suffering or struggling or maybe fail at something, you know, that hurts, you know, because you want to see your children succeed at everything. But sometimes you need to see them fail to see them grow, but it does. It just hurts to see that. Let's think about, you know, we're thinking about Jesus and his sacrifice for us. You know, we think about his mother, thinking about Mary, and all the things that she felt or saw or experienced. I mean, just think about right at the birth of Jesus, you know, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, and they spoke of the good news of great joy and described that the Savior was going to be born. And they wanted to go see, you know, what this angel was talking about. You know, the Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And when they got there to see Jesus and they were talking to Mary and to Joseph about what was told to them. And one of the verses in that section I always liked where it says, Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. So she was hearing about, you know, the Savior that is born, her son that is right here, and she treasured all these things in her heart. And you got to know that she wanted all the best for her son, wanted him to succeed, didn't want him to have to struggle. But of course, throughout his life, he did. You know, he had to struggle. He had to go through many a trial through his life. And of course, at the end of his life, the crucifixion. You know, imagine seeing, you know, I've heard many of people say that, you know, the hardest thing for a parent to do is outlive their child and to see their child, you know, pass on from this world. I would agree. That would be one of the hardest things I could think of for me to have to go through. But when we think about the crucifixion, I'm just going to read from John chapter 19, starting at verse 26. And of course, leading up to this, or starting at verse 16, you know, leading up to this was all the trials that Jesus had to go through. And starting in verse 16, finally Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. He was carrying his own cross. He went out to the place of the skull. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Of course, many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, do not write, the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one place from top to bottom. So the soldiers said, let's not tear it. They said to one another, let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they divided his garments among them and cast lots for his clothing. So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." I mean, can you imagine seeing your son being tortured, all of this going on? Mary seeing Jesus hung upon the cross. Mary seeing his mother right there. "Behold your son." It's unimaginable to me that what she felt, the sadness, the grief, seeing her son hung upon the cross. We think about what Jesus went through in his life and what Mary might have been feeling. We should be feeling that same thing, just what Mary was feeling. Jesus wasn't our son, but Jesus is our Savior. He did all this for us. He hung upon the cross for us. And we should also feel that sadness, that remorse, that grief. And I think a lot of us do when we partake of the Lord's Supper here. Remember the sacrifice that Christ was made. What that can mean to us in our heart. The pain that he did and went through for us. But it's also something that we can hope for as well. In Hebrews 2:9. "But we can see him who for a little while was made lower than angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." Because of what Jesus did for us, we can have that hope. We have that grace. We can be with God in eternity in heaven. So yes, think about what Mary felt when her son hung upon the cross. What do we feel when we see Jesus in our mind hanging upon the cross? The sadness and grief. But we also know that because of what he did for us, we have that hope of eternal life. So let's think about these things as we partake of the Lord's Supper.